Hello, I'm Linda Walker and I'm a broadcast journalist at BBC Radio Suffolk.
So, how did you get into it all?
Oh, right. Well, we need to go back a bit. Basically, I was at university and really fell in love with the radio elements of my course. And right at the end of my course, I discovered that I had a hearing impairment. And initially, I thought, oh, disaster. How can you work in radio if you can't hear? And I had applied to go and do an MA course. That fell through, not because of the hearing. But it did mean that I went and got practical experience instead at a radio station up in Scotland. And when that contract finished, I discovered that because of my hearing problem, I was eligible for something called the Extend Scheme, which the BBC still run. And that's a three-month contract for people with whatever disability it is. Got into that at Radio Norfolk. That was again for 3 months, and my timing was quite good because at the end of that, someone was leaving BBC Radio Suffolk, and I applied for that job and got it, and with a couple of things in between, I've been here since.
So that was for a broadcast assistant job. Just tell me what that actually entails. What were you doing?
But the broadcast assistant job is quite broad, and it's interpreted very differently in all different stations, and even here, different BAs, as we abbreviate it, do different things. But essentially, they help with the producers to set up guests for shows. When those guests are here, they will see them into the studio, check their details, make them coffee. They'll answer the phones on programmes, sort competition prizes out. It's very much a supporting role in most cases. But some BAs do go out and do interviews themselves. Some BAs in certain stations even read the news. So it's really it's very differently interpreted depending on where you go, but that's not really the case here at Radio Suffolk.
And then you progress to become a broadcast journalist, which is the kind of core role across radio and television. And again, so how was that change? What was different?
It was a hard-fought change. As I said, it's interpreted differently, and on my journey up, if I can put it that way, I did a lot of the broadcast journalist things to give me the experience to then apply for that job. But, you know, it's a bit of a slow route to take. But having said that, I wouldn't necessarily say it's the wrong route to take. I just ploughed away and dug my heels in a lot, and put my hand up for everything that came up and worked late a lot and volunteered for a lot of different things, projects that came up that maybe a BA shouldn't have gotten to do. I said, can I do it? And eventually my boss got bored and started letting me do it, and it kind of went from there, really.
So, I mean, you've just been producing the breakfast programme today. You read the news, you go out reporting. Again, a very varied role. What do you like about it? What was the kind of key bit that you get enjoyment from?
I think you said it yourself there, the variety of it. You can be doing literally a different job every day, and they all place very different demands on you. Producing a show on air is obviously very bam, bam, bam. Producing a show for tomorrow is a different sort of pressure because you are handing it all over to someone else. And so you want to give them the best that you can and give the presenter the best that you can. Reporting is very different. You might be setting up stuff for yourself to go out and chase. You might be researching something, or you might come into the station, as I did the other day, be handed a piece of paper and told to go out to a story, and you're finding out what you're doing on the way there and thinking about how you're going to do it. So it's very much the case that no 2 days are the same. So, and that's both a bonus and a pain sometimes, if I'm completely honest, but mostly it's good.
And what would your advice be to someone starting out? What kind of steps should they take to equip themselves to get into journalism?
Well, as I said, I maybe took the long route. I have got a degree, but it wasn't a journalism degree. It did help.
What was your degree in?
It was communication studies. And I've still not found a definitive answer with everybody I've spoken to whether experience or qualifications are the best route. I think really it's a mixture of the two.